So there are threats this morning that the landmark Murray-Darling Basin plan will collapse following a controversial vote in the Senate last night. But in some better news for the government, Barnaby Joyce looks as though he's going to remain safe as Nationals leader, at least for now. Our political editor, Alison Carabine, joins us in our Parliament House studios. Alison, good morning.
Good morning, Fran.
On the Murray-Darling, Alison, Labor and the Greens passed a disallowance motion in the Senate last night, which would block northern irrigators from receiving an extra 70 billion litres of water from the river system. Why such a furious reaction from some of the states?
Look, there's always been a hell of a lot of politics in play when it comes to water, Fran, and New South Wales and Victoria are furious with this vote in the Senate. Essentially, Labor, the Greens and a handful of crossbenchers have passed a disallowance motion which effectively blocks an extra 70 billion litres of water being taken from the river system and given to irrigators in the Northern Basin. Now, this diversion was recommended by the Murray-Darling Basin Authority as scientifically sound. There are now concerns this morning that around 200 irrigation jobs will be at risk without this extra water. We have South Australia delighted because it means there's more water flushing down through the river system. But New South Wales is saying it will make good on its threat to withdraw from the Murray-Darling plan, hence this warning that the whole plan could collapse. Victoria, well, it's backing away from its threat to do likewise, but it does want the federal government to look at all options to overturn this decision. Otherwise, the plan to revive the Murray-Darling can't be delivered. So that's the position of Victoria this morning, Fran.
Yeah, so there's a lot of threats being thrown around. Are these threats and are these warnings overblown? Do you think it's going to be still possible to salvage the Murray-Darling Basin plan here? That would be throwing babies out with bathwaters, wouldn't it?
Literally. I think there is good intent with both the government and the opposition to get this fixed. They were negotiating right up until the cutoff last night. Essentially, Fran, they ran out of time to do a deal. Labor, for its part, believes there is a pathway to get the plan back on track, but it will depend on the government delivering an extra 450 billion litres of water for the river system, which the government had walked away from back in 2016. For Labor, this 450 gigs must be back on the table. And the new Water Minister, David Littleproud, he has indicated that he is committed to this additional water. His predecessor, Barnaby Joyce, wasn't. David Littleproud is giving every indication that he wants that water back in the river system. So there is some hope here, Fran, that the plan can be rescued.
Well, speaking of the former Water Minister, Barnaby Joyce, supporters have rallied and have fended off this push to oust him as leader of the Nationals, but it looks like he will come under continuing pressure, Labor's attention certainly anyway, turning to the free accommodation he received after his marriage breakdown.
Yeah, that's right. That's probably going to be the focus again today, but Barnaby Joyce would certainly be breathing a sigh of relief. That uprising by a handful of Nats has really come to naught. They just didn't have the numbers. Barnaby Joyce, now given more time to recover his position, though, he probably only has one final chance left in him, Fran, and he's not off the hook yet as far as Labor is concerned. The opposition really honing in on this free accommodation Barnaby Joyce received after his marriage broke down. Nothing to see here, according to Barnaby Joyce. He doesn't have to declare gifts which are purely of a personal nature. Labor, though, is of the view that the statement of ministerial standards does set a higher standard for ministers. The opposition will be insisting today that Barnaby Joyce be sacked. So I think another uncomfortable day for the Nationals leader. The road to recovery is indeed a very long one, Fran.
All right, Alison, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Alison Carabine, our political editor, and after eight we'll be joined by David Littleproud, the new Water Resources Minister, also a senior National Party MP.